far as I can go.
As far as I can go, is that? That'd be right. Yes, I've walked just as far as I can. I can't go any further. That's just as far as I can go.
And if you know that this is going to happen at the end of 8 miles and somebody says, come on, walk 10 miles with me, you might say, no, I can't walk 10 miles because 8 miles is the...
As far as I can go.
Is Ewan's ever used down here as a pronoun?
Sir?
Ewan's? Ewan's come see us?
Ewan's.
Yeah.
She don't understand.
Dennis, you all.
You all?
Yes.
I just wondered, I found Ewan's up on Siloam Springs.
We always say when anybody starts to leave us, you know, you all come back see us. Something like that. We'd like to have you, something else.
When I was in Chicago, they used use in some places.
Yeah.
Use for a group of people.
When I come from North Arkansas down here, we come down there and up there they had singings, you know. And they'd sing so doggone fast they couldn't hardly separate it. And they come down here and they sung slow. Slow as they could sing, you know. And they really carrying good music, you know. And they do that here. And then the further north you get, the faster they sing. Don't you think that?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I've been in so many places, it doesn't sound very different to me.
Now, our boys come from California, my brother's boys, and they call them, they say, talk like a yelp. What is a yelp?
A yelp?
What is that?
I don't know.
Jap or Mexican, you know, I'd say something. Says he's got that yelp talk. That's a Jap, I imagine. It's Japanese in Mexico, California.
Yeah, but the ones I knew didn't talk any different from anybody else.
They take up some kind of language out there. They
didn't
talk much at all when they come back.
Huh. It's such a mixture out there, I imagine it's hard to preserve your own.
It's always smart, I think, to just take
it. Did you ever work in where they made the potatoes? Potatoes, you know, ground, dried potatoes and ground it in the meal, you know, to send you soldier boys, you know what I mean?
No.
Did y'all ever eat in that meal?
Oh, yeah.
Potato meal,
yeah,
you know?
Dehydrated potatoes.
You take 3 or 4 spoonfuls and put it in. And, well, then they had a garlic, you know, they grind garlic there. There's a big factor there. If you get into it, you couldn't get out in a day. Made it hard to get through, you know. A big factor there where these kids live. And they make onion chips, dried onions, you know.
Yeah, they use those.
And garlic and powdered potatoes, you know.
Yeah, I don't like those.
That fella, you know, he'd take carloads of taters, ground taters when the army was on, you know. They said it was just awful to know how much of that taters, ground taters, or powdered taters, they call it, they send. You spoon dip it out, you know.
Yeah.
Save the boy feeling, you know, what you were telling me about the old...
Well, they're easier to ship, too, but they taste awful. Mm-hmm. They just don't taste like potatoes. Have you eaten any of those in a box?
Seem like we did.
You like them?
Not too good. I never did buy any. They have them here, but we never did buy any. But the children bring from California. His people, while he was out there, they come out here to see their daddy.
They lots of times bring us a gallon of
gallon of onion chips this summer.
Oh, a gallon.
Gallon, but sealed up. They're sealed up, you know, at the factories. And they brought
on
him and a gallon
of over
here.
Oh my goodness, what will you ever do?
The factory there gives them where they're working. You know, they get all
the... You could use them in stew, you know, or soup or...
Everything they want. The man who runs that factory, he gives them